This is a description for Yolanda Nelson, YOLANDANELSON. Date of service is 5/1/2024. Date of accident is 5/30/2024. And date of birth is 12/11/75. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation and reports that she's suffering from moderate to severe pain in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 9, according to her. Pain in the both knees is reported to be 9, and left shoulder pain is reported to be 9, with moderate difficulty in lifting the arm. Patient has had no surgery as of yet. She also has refused any injection treatments, especially the spine injections. He also has not provided a MRI for the cervical spine, thoracic spine that were ordered before. She was moving in the tube a lot. So there was an anomaly and MRI was canceled. overall, the pain is 9, and then ADLs are affected 9. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for system review for ADLs as reported by the patient. Additional issues and substance abuse and compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 146/105, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 4/2/2025, dictation number 0804-013. Plan of care is to continue all the treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and her labs have been reviewed, and they are found to be in compliance, and patient will continue on her medications as were prescribed before. She refuses new medications to be given and any other, and I think she's seeking for stronger pain medication like Norco, which I refuse to give to her. Looks like she's seeking more stronger medication without undergoing any further treatment to ascertain the level of pain. I believe that she's exaggerating her pain at this time. The injury has been more than a year old now. Thank you. The patient was advised to do home therapy, yoga exercises, magnet therapy, acupunctures, and other methods to relieve the pain. She was advised for Ultram, 50 milligram 4 times a day, that she refused. Tylenol, codeine, she refused to take. And also, we advised about Belbuca, and she refused any of those. And hence, there is an issue of managing her pain. She also refused any epidural injections to be given. Thank you. She also do not want any injection to her knee and shoulder as well. Thank you.